Welcome to The Science of Parenting, a podcast dedicated to sharing scientific information with parents. I'm Lori Hales, Human Sciences Specialist, Family Life, for Iowa State University Extension and Outreach. Mom, I need money. Mom, who's going to pay for my basketball shoes? Mom, can I borrow some gas money? Do any of these requests sound familiar to you? Well, as the parent of three daughters, I've heard my share of money requests. Money management is an essential life skill we want our children to learn so that they can be responsible and make good decisions about their personal money. According to Human Sciences Specialist in Family Finance at Iowa State University Extension and Outreach, children learn about money by example and experience, beginning at a very young age, in fact. Parents are an important influence on what and how children learn about money. It's never too early to start teaching sound money management skills. Begin teaching basic principles of money as soon as children can understand that money is needed to buy the things they enjoy. In addition, much of what your children learn about money is not from the conscious efforts you make to teach money management. Children are great imitators. Children pick up your values, attitudes, and money habits by watching and listening to you. In fact, you do not have to say anything to pass along money attitudes, habits, or decision-making styles. As children age, they may begin looking for a part-time job. This job will be their answer to having money of their own. Whether youth earn an allowance, babysit, or mow lawns during the summer and shovel walks during the winter, research reports that youth learn some very valuable skills, including responsibility, time management, record keeping, and social skills with neighbors and employers. Teens who earn money from a part-time job can learn the fine art of saving and budgeting. Parents may worry that teens who take on a part-time job may let their schoolwork slip, and that is a concern not to be taken lightly. However, according to the Bureau of Labor Statistics, several studies indicate a positive relationship between moderate amounts of work, 20 hours per week or less, and higher levels of subsequent educational attainment. Today's teens need educational and work experiences that will enable them to compete for jobs, excel educationally, and live healthy lives. According to the U.S. Department of Labor, 50% of American teenagers hold informal jobs, such as babysitting or yard work, by the age of 12. Boys tend to begin their jobs at younger ages and work more hours than girls. By the age of 15, nearly two-thirds of American teens have had some kind of employment. By the time teens graduate from high school, 80% will have held a part-time job at some time during the school year. The average high school student works 20 hours per week, and about 10% work full-time of 35 hours or more. Researchers Dr. Christopher Room and Dr. Charles Baum of the University of Virginia and Middle Tennessee State University found clear evidence that part-time work as a high school senior translates to future career benefits that include higher hourly wages, increased annual earnings, and less time spent out of work, not just in the short term after graduation, but also roughly 25 to 30 years later for individuals now in their 40s and 50s. So join us this month as The Science of Parenting discusses teen employment. We'll explore how employment helps teens develop essential life skills and how employment can impact school success, career exploration, and overall work ethic. And as always, we look forward to hearing from you.